This episode is brought to you by The Hartford, a leading provider of employee benefits and income protection products that is dedicated to standing behind U.S. workers to help them pursue their goals and get through tough times. For more information about The Hartford, visit thehartford.com/employee benefits. We've also got a link in our show notes.
Hey, I'm Sam Sanders, and it's going to be okay. Listeners, I will tell you, when I'm having a bad morning or scared for the day or just not feeling my best, a thing that always reminds me that it's going to be okay is before I open the phone in the morning, before I open the laptop in the morning, before a device is yelling into my face, I put on a record while I make my coffee. And the record I'm loving right now for inspirational get up and go get 'em vibes is an old LaBelle record called Chameleon. Before Patti LaBelle went solo, she was in a girl group called LaBelle, and they could sing. This album has got bangers, and it has song titles like A Man in a Trench Coat, parentheses, Voodoo, or Going Down Makes Me Shiver. My personal favorite, listen, Patti went there. Patti and the girls went there.
What kind of morning personal was favorite, Patti having? Okay.
A great one. Wouldn't you like to as well? My favorite song on the album is a song called Isn't It a Shame? Because these three women are singing the blues like they're in a church house and you don't want it to end. The three of them make a choir. It's so good. I cannot recommend enough starting your day with music and not a device. Mm. It makes for a great day.
I love that. I'm going to have to check that album out. I've been thinking about LaBelle a lot lately because I feel like a lot of their aesthetic was like Renaissance. Like it was
It was Afrofuturist. It was very Afrofuturist. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Well, to follow the leader here, I'm Zach Stafford, and it's going to be okay, especially when you turn on the record. I'm Every Woman by Whitney Houston. So many moons ago, I guess not that many, but some moons ago, both Saeed and I had jobs where we had to be on set at 6 a.m. Thank you, News Life.
It was awful. It was awful for us and everyone who had to encounter
everyone.
Us.
Trauma. And the only way some days I could be happy and smile is if I put my earphones in and listen to I'm Every Woman by Whitney Houston. That song has
always worked.
It always works. It's just such an uplifting song. You know, Whitney Houston saying Chaka Khan makes me happy every time. And then if I'm feeling really, really down, I'll play it and put on a pair of heels if I'm at home and have a pair of heels laying around. So just really living in the fantasy, you know, really helps you get through the reality of your life sometimes.
That is such a great idea. And you know what? Mm. I didn't listen to I'm Every Woman when I was hosting that show. And it showed. I was a terror. Oh my God.
Saeed, what about you? What gets your vibe up?
Let's keep the vibe going. I'm Saeed Jones, and it's going to be okay. I think of it as a, so, you know, when I'm very anxious, my mind starts going really fast. I'm like spinning out. And so I have to kind of reset. And the song that lately has been really good for that is Nothing Really Matters by Madonna.
Oh, I love
it. It's, okay, first of all, it is such a good song. Like, if you haven't listened to this song or the album Ray of Light in a while, listen to it today, and you will be startled. You'll be like, oh, my God.
You can't help but dance.
It's incredible. The reason I love Nothing Really Matters is because it hits all of these different contradictory notes, right? So you kind of have the nihilism of, like, you're freaking out. You're like, the world is on fire. Mm-hmm. Nothing really matters. Like, you can kind of embrace that color for a moment. But then the theme of the song is her actually pushing aside selfishness because she had just become a parent. Mm. So it's like, love is all we need. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, it's like an up-tempo song. The energy's good. You're kind of getting a little bit of the nihilism, but also the song is really urging you toward like love and really responsibility, which it just works. But also it's a banger. So, it just is.
Yeah. So the moral of the story is, if you're worried about it being okay, if you want to make sure it's going to be okay, go listen to a woman you love sing a song you love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tap
Why
into
not?
That strength.
Yeah.
I love
Find
that.
The divas. Yes. Yeah.
Come on. All right.
Going Down Makes Me Shiver. I'm sorry. I'm still on it. I'm back. Let's go.
Also, the cover art for this LaBelle album, it's so beautiful.
Oh, gosh.
Music, so listeners. Music. That's the answer.
It's Going to Be Okay is a production of Feelings & Co. We are an independent podcast, and Feelings & Co. is an independent podcast production company, so you being here is amazing. A great way to support our show is to share it. Share it with whoever you think would like it. Share it as much as you can. Rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. We're a small show. We're a small company. And we exist because of all of you. So thank you for being here. Our team is me, Claire McNerney, Amanda Romani. You can share your okay thing with us by emailing us, igtbo@feelingsand.co. I will read your okay thing for you. Or you can record a voice memo and attach it to that email. You can also always call and leave us a voicemail at 612-568-4441. You can find all of our shows and our store over at feelingsand.co. This episode of It's Going to Be Okay was brought to you by The Hartford. Employee benefits have always been hard to understand. They're even tough for employers to explain, which just makes it worse for people like you and me. The Hartford knows there's a better way. They're a leading group benefits provider that's using familiar language to get straight to the point when it comes to the benefits they offer. Because if your benefits sound confusing, who's going to know how to actually use them? Learn more at thehartford.com/benefits.